Well, good evening. Here we are on the last Sunday in ordinary time for a great deal of time. In fact, we enter in, as you all know, we go into the wonderful seasons of Lent and the beauty of Easter coming up before us. We will not enter into ordinary time again until June 9th. So we're about to take quite a, try to trip away from the normal work that we have to become closer and closer to God in all that we do. And so what does the church have for us on a day that sort of not really concludes, but begins the suspension of ordinary time and takes us into these other beautiful liturgical parts of our year? Today we have the story of the leper. The leper who came to Jesus Christ because he heard from somewhere, somehow, that there was a man who could heal. And he so desperately was ready to be healed, he was so tired of the affliction that had bothered him for so many years, that he ran to Jesus, broke the protocols. He's not to be in and amongst the people. He's supposed to be outside the gate. And he runs forward and he kneels down and he begs Jesus, "I know that you can heal me if you will it." What faith! What faith! But let's ask ourselves, what was that faith based on? That faith was based on the fact that he knew he was in trouble. He had nothing left to be able to survive his life. He was an outcast in his community. He was unloved and unliked and uncared for. He was scared. He was taken outside of the city to be abandoned. He was lonely. And he was alone in heart as well. So when he heard the good news of a man who maybe could, possibly, maybe, because he had before, cure someone of leprosy, no matter what it took, he presented himself on his knees before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, there's a common saying that says, a patient really does not understand the quality of their physician until they clearly understand just how sick they really are. This man, this leper, understood that he was in incredible need of the divine physician. My brothers and sisters, the church gives us this beautiful set of readings in the first reading and in the gospel today about leprosy to point out the same thing to us. Saint Therese of Lisieux said that the leprosy of today is loneliness and living a life without fulfillment. And my brothers and sisters, that disease of loneliness and unfulfilled lives is rampant in our society. And I will tell you, it's rampant in and amongst our own people, those of us here who believe, but we've allowed ourselves to be quelled. We've allowed ourselves too much doubt. We've allowed ourselves the laziness of not chasing the truth to rekindle our faith so that we too can one day fall to our knees and beg God for help. How do I know this? I know this personally. For it wasn't that many years ago, as I know I'm old and nearly dead, but it was not that terribly long ago that I lived a life that was not what my parents would be happy with, and certainly not my Lord Jesus Christ. It was a time during college when I stepped away from the things that I knew to be true, the things that I knew that would fulfill. And I stepped away to practice in the play, into the world of the society. And as time went on, I became less and less aware of God's love for my life. And in time, my habits and my behaviors were well outside of the laws of God. But I was sure I was in control of it. I was absolutely convinced this was nothing more than I could just put my head down one day and take care of. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that I was lying to myself with all that I had, and I didn't know it. The fact of the matter is, as time went on and opportunities presented themselves, and I didn't hit those balls because of the life that I was living, it became apparent to me I had to change my ways. But the problem with so many of us is this other life, this other world, whatever that affliction and or addiction and or behavior might be, it takes us away from our own power to come back and to change ourselves. We can't let that happen. We have to be a people that knows that no matter what, any one of us, all of us can come like the beggar leper, come on our knees and beg to start over. For it was a parishioner from this church, a man who was a friend, older than I by probably 10, 15 years, who had a deep and powerful faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And he saw me at a retreat, and I shared with him my afflictions. And he said, "Paul, are you ready to give it up? Are you ready to fall to your knees so that you could become what God created you to do? To renew yourself in your baptism and your confirmation? Are you ready to just die to yourself and surrender?" And I tell you, my brothers, sisters, at that point, at that time, I was absolutely hollowed out and lost. Literally, on my knees, I begged God to take this away from me and give me the courage to be the man he wanted. And Tim reached down, just like Peter at the cripple at the gate, reached down and grabbed my hand and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, rise, my brother, and we're going forward from this point forward. And I will have your back." 44 years ago, that happened. Because of a man of great faith who saw himself as a follower of Christ with a purpose and an intention to heal and help others in any way that he could, to assist the divine physician. And my brothers and sisters, I know that in the world that we call Our Lady of Mount Carmel, because of the work I do with troubled marriage programs, with those who have suffered divorce, people who have same-sex attraction, all the things that go on in our world, addictions, alcohol, drugs, as a cleric, I swim in these waters every day. And I can still smell the chlorine of those waters from my past. God, no matter what is happening in your life, is ready to take you and I to a place we've yet not been with him. If the marriage isn't what you think it should be, if your career isn't what it should be, if you feel you are not the father or the mother that you should be, fall on your knees, my brothers and sisters, because the nurse practitioners and nurses of this parish will assist the divine physician and encourage you and pull you up and have your back. The parish is fraught with ministry to support those who want to desperately grow with our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we go into this Lent coming up Ash Wednesday very, very soon, just a few days away, where we focus on reconciliation and penance for those things that we have done and those things we wish we had not have done and those things we should have done. This is the time where you and I need to find the courage to simply surrender. So I ask you, if this is in your life, are you done? Are you ready? Because the divine physician is fully ready, fully empowered, and will have pity on you as he has had pity on me so many hundreds of times in my short life. We have a wonderful God, a powerful God. And no matter whether it's you or a friend or a family member, let's remind them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He has the power to direct. He has the power to change and to heal like nothing we've ever experienced. And may we have the courage to surrender, accept it, and become what He created us to be. May God continue to bless you.